Who put them in check the second time? It was glue. I'm bringing out something. Until you are powerful enough to have a strong voice. So it's not about, I have enough to eat. You must have a voice to talk. That is how you entrench righteousness in the nation. I'm bringing out something. Look, as Christians, first thing you do is forsake this attitude of behaving as if it's all about money. Once it doesn't make money quickly, you're not interested. And you think I have gathered you to show you the pathway to quick breakthrough. I haven't. That's financial breakthrough. I haven't. I have no plans for that. I'm teaching you how to do business as a ministry. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
How to do it as a ministry. How to build a company. Yes, we know you could have imported from China and made money. But you decided that if I build it here, I would employ 2,000 people in Enugu State. Therefore, I know our profit would have been 200 million naira in a year if we imported it from China. But if we build in Enugu, we will make only 100 million. That 100 million extra you have lost is called an offering. And offerings are very good. Amen? Listen, it's called treasure in heaven. They don't only bless your life. They prolong the life of your business. And they actually eventually bring more resources into your pocket. I told that the way of the world is very different. And what we want to learn is the ways of God. You understand my point? I mean, I watch TV every time. Every time. When they lay off staff, the share prices will go up. Let's assume I have a company now called ABC International. And I announced that in our corporate restructuring, we are laying off 1/4 of our staff. Instantly, our share price in the stock exchange goes up. We are good people. We know how to manage money. That's what it means. Because for the world, it's all about what? Money. It's all about money. It's all about money. And that's why they are so easy to deceive. That's why Madoff can sit down for years, more than 12 years, collecting money from people. He was running the original pyramid scheme. He was paying the other people from the money the new people were depositing. And we're not talking about the one they do in Nigeria 2005. Double it in 3 months. No. This guy was collecting $1 billion, the dollars, $200 million, $1.5 billion. The man is not even deceiving anybody. Look, the whole money is gone. What were you doing with it? It was a Ponzi scheme. That's what they call it. What are you going to do to the man 70-something? You jail him, eh? Will he bring your money back? Because, you see, those things, God gives people over to deception. The reason why God allows that to happen is because we want to be deceived. We have made money the baseline. Everything is about personal gain. And that is what is called the spirit of this age. When you hear 666, don't let anybody deceive you that 666 is a computer chip. There will never be a computer chip that is 666. There will never be. Those things are symbols. That thing is a number of man. That when men begin to worship themselves, when they become lovers of self more than lovers of God, that's when they are bound to the Antichrist. Not as some people say, they will never buy a computer because of 666. When I was in Houston, I saw a joke on TV. It was embarrassing. I God. My soul, I felt bad. You know why I felt bad? I sat in the evening, I was watching, there's this comedy on TV. They show on a local station there. I've forgotten the name of the man. Some of you might know if I mention the name. He's a very well-known comedian. And the guy is good. I mean, the guy is very funny. Even me, I laughed. Though he was laughing at me, I had to laugh. He showed this couple. They teach on end time on TV. And the man was teaching. And I've watched the man a lot from Nigeria here on TBN, on some local TVs, I think in the past. But I've watched the man, I don't want to tell you the name now. So this man, of course, is an American, broadcast on American TV. So this guy obviously caught one of the programs. And so he showed a clip of it in which the man was talking and said, the Antichrist is going to use the internet and computer and all of that. The internet, the tool of the Antichrist. He talks so much about Antichrist. Finally, at the end of the program. So the commentator, the comedian was saying that, okay, see, look at all of this. Now, watch this. They now show the woman, the man's wife, announcing at the end of the program. For more information on this, if you want to get some material, please visit our website, www.abcdyx.com. The man said, I thought he said he was Antichrist. Do you know? I was embarrassed. That is because I'm a Christian. I felt so bad. It was sheer mockery. He said, tool of the Antichrist. And then here you are employing it for the gospel. Listen to me. There's no Antichrist there. Internet is development. Do you get my point? No human beings, any good thing, they must look for a bad name for it. I actually heard a man tell me that Obama is so popular, don't you think he might be the Antichrist? I'm not joking. I'm not joking about this. I'm not joking about this. Somebody asked me. I said, well, how come every good thing is Antichrist? Every good thing is Antichrist. Use mobile phone is Antichrist. People say some people are using mobile phone to kill people. If you just answer, hello, hello, you don't hear a voice, you can just drop down and die. I say, Jesus Christ. Hey! What am I trying to say? Listen, there is no 666 that will come up one day and say, bring your hand, let me insert a microchip inside. And if you don't take it, you will not be able to, you know, we have explained it. Let's listen. It's the number of man. When men become lovers of self, more than lovers of God, that's when they are enthroning Antichrist in their lives. Every one of them. And you will understand the principle as we go on. This thing underlies everything in business. There are some Christian thoughts to business that is alien to the world. I'm going to talk about how to handle competition. You are doing business. Your competitor is not your enemy at all. He has a right to do business. It is ungodly for you to try to run him out of the market. God will punish you as a believer if you try it. He's a challenge to your excellence. If he can do it, ask yourself, why can't I? You know, God uses other people to stir people up to jealousy. You've not read in the scriptures? When the Jews won't obey God, God will bless the Gentile nation. Peradventure, they will repent. I will show you the lecture of Muhammad Yunus. As a Muslim, he did what he did. All Christians know how to do is give offering that they might get back. He left his job working at university to go and be working amongst the poor. The kind of story you only hear from the Bible. We want to show up in our finest suit and a new car as a sign of God's blessing. Listen, the first thing I'm explaining today, why are we here? We are explaining kingdom principles for the creation of businesses and the development of enterprises. Because next point I should make before we leave, as part of our introduction, don't forget that thing I've said, it's not about money, it's not about any other thing but ministry. You are going to succeed in life so that you will have, done the purpose of God. Do you know that there are people who God will give very tiny reward, give them a hut instead of a mansion in heaven because they did not build a school? There are those who will get to heaven. And God will say, how was it? I said, however, God, we tried. What did you do exactly? You know, in my hometown, that church, I built it. The car that the pastor drove, I bought it. In fact, all the preachers in that town, I placed them on a salary. You know, I became an executive director in an oil company. This was the amount of money I made. Are you getting me? And he will finish bragging and say, Lord, I give offering. I give. And the Lord will say, ah, now, wow. Gabriel, how much did he give in his lifetime, sir? He was able to give like 225 million naira, 720, you know. Wow. And the guy is feeling good. Because, you know, he's from a poor village, poor area. He made over ₦1 billion in his lifetime. And to him, that's breakthrough. So God will say, okay, Gabriel, open the books. What was he supposed to do? Ah, sir. The first company that will have manufactured completely plasma TVs from Nigeria, you said he should have built that. How many people was he supposed to employ? And from that and subsequent companies derived from that and their suppliers from the local area, total of 25,000 people, sir. All right. Now, each of those 25,000, if they had prospered and given offering, how much will they have totaled? Ah, Gabriel said this one. 75 billion. just calculating. And by that time, bros don't begin sweat. He just said, what was he doing? He was taking chieftaincy title and deacon title. You know, deacon is not a title. Yes, yeah, so I was taking a kind of title. So he sits in front of the church. God said, were it not that he believed, would you just throw him to the lake of fire? Since we can't do that, find him one boy squatter behind. Let him live there for eternity. Why is he being judged like that? Because he's not built a company that makes plasma TVs. Because to him. And listen, these are the choices I made though. It's not as if the man would have woken up one day and said, now let us build a company that makes TVs. No. A time will come when God will give him the opportunity to do good or to receive blessing for himself. And he would rather receive blessing and promotion. That's why I tell all of you who go for youth service, be careful. Be very careful. You're looking for where they pay more. I have told you, they give you 1 year. It's a rare opportunity to do good. He said, this place, there's no toilet. Very good. At least you can show the people how to build proper latrines so that they won't have cholera. You will use yourself as an example. You will call the people around, let us dig the first one, prototype for the village. Do you know by your knowledge you can eradicate guinea worm from a community? To eradicate guinea worm is very simple. Just teach them how to buy white cloth. They don't need to boil the water. Put the white cloth over a bowl and pour their drinking water into it first, and nobody will ever have guinea worm again. Do you know how, that's how simple it is? But my friend, I went to Enugu. Now it's in Oceanic. It's in Oceanic. You don't calculate what they will give him for 12 months, including the possibility of retaining him. And you can't think straight again. Use that opportunity. You go to one village, say, look, boys, come. Must all of you die in this village. Let me give you the opportunity to go beyond the realms of this village. First, you have to pass WASC. And we're not going to buy results. Just pick 5 or 10 children that look like they're interested. You will get something from it. They will wash your clothes at least. They will weed your farm. In return, you will teach them physics, maths, biology, chemistry, and English. By the time they know the one you know, there's no words they won't pass. You're a university graduate. They will pass. For information, you can teach them commerce in all those small subjects. It's not, dude, those books are very simple. You know, for an adult like you, they are very simple books. I know I'm digressing. But the point I'm making here is, look, it's just to see it with a different mindset. There was a story I told you several times in the past about an advert, I think, of Absa Bank, South Africa Bank, one bank from South Africa. The advert that time was a doctor who came out from a house having made a house call. And he went to see a sick man at home. That's what it means, to make a house call. And he saw one little boy admiring his very fine car. So the man came and said, oh, you like my car? He said, yes. He said, oh, my brother gave it to me as a present on my last birthday. The young boy said, He said, do you know what I'm thinking? The old man said, yes. You are hoping that one day you have a brother to give you a present like this on your birthday. And the boy said, oh, no. I'm thinking that one day I will give my brother this kind of car as a birthday present. Do you understand the point? And the advert ended with, see the world from a different angle. I can't ever forget it. And that's what I'm teaching. That we should see business from a different angle. We should see all our enterprises from a different angle. There's a company, I don't know the name, I just heard the story. That in the US, the man refused, the owner of the company, refuses to lay off staff because of new technology. You know, usually, if you have 5 secretaries, by the time you buy 2 new computers, you can drop 3 of them. Or 4 self, if you have a good one remaining. The man doesn't agree to do that. Those 5 will work till they retire. He'll buy the computer. Oh, don't think he won't buy the computer. He'll buy the computer. Then all of you will be using it. That will increase productivity, most certainly. Okay? The extra three that he doesn't need, they have become a liability to the company. So you know what he did? He pays a tithe, in quote, of the company profit to pay the staff he doesn't need. That is, if they make $200 million, $20 million is kept aside to pay staff they don't need but they can't lay off. He said, how can technology remove my staff that has labored with me for the last 15 years? Say, you have 10 more years to work here. Don't worry, just be working. We will find something for you to do. We will promote you at the necessary time. Where do we get the money from? Simple. We take a portion of our profit and it's kept specially aside to subsidize the payment of staff we don't need that we have already hired. Maybe when you retire, we won't replace you. Maybe. Do you get my point? But you that have been with us, we will not let you go. I watch TV all the time. And so when they are doing things, I say, obviously, these people don't believe in God. They don't. That is why you will lay off staff so that your stock price might go up. You know what that means? You will have more dividends to pay. Why should I pay you more dividends? We're in this together. Owner, worker, all of us. It's the same vineyard. Please, I hope you are getting my point. It is not about money. It's about what? Ministry. You will learn. That's number one. Because when we're talking about development, I said we're getting divine principles for the creation of businesses and development of enterprises. I was reading somewhere the other day, I don't know which of the books now, talking about South Korea, and how they entered in, I think I was watching it, analysis on TV or something, business, that there was a time, now I just want to give as an example, all them LG, Samsung, and all of that, all those South Korean businesses, Hyundai, they were not really making money. Do you know why? I just use as an example to let you get the concept. Their job was to establish the South Korean brand. I don't know whether you get the point. That is, America had their brand. Europe had it. You know, when you enter Germany, the best cars in the world, at least three of them are made in Germany. In case you didn't know, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi, Opel, all these cars come out of Germany. One single small country. All of them. So those brands are already there. So when the Korean people saw their dead nation, they wanted to raise this nation up. They started manufacturing. They needed to create the South Korean brand. So they did not care about profit making. They cared about production and quality and capturing market share. I don't know whether you get the point. That is, as they are getting the money from the sales, they are making new things, making them cheaper, trying to make them as good as the Japanese next door, and selling them all over the world. What's the point I'm trying to make? That is, they had a goal. That's why you see the South Korean, Japanese CEOs, they are not very well paid. And that's why the Americans will always have problems. I mean, if I told my friend, he lives in America, when Chrysler, Ford and General Motors went to go and beg for money from the American government. I said, you guys don't have too much problem. I said, just sack the three CEOs and hire two Japanese to do the work and the whole company will recover in one day. Look, that's very simple. Just sack the CEO and employ a few people from Japan. He will turn all of you. You become profitable overnight. That all they don't have any problem. Is this their bad American habit? That is just their problem. Anyway, let me see what I'm going to explain. So you see, the South Korean trying to penetrate the market. You know what he did? Manufacture good quality products at very good prices and kept on marketing advertising. The first day I heard Samsung, it was on I was watching Eurosport. That was around 1993, 94. I was watching Eurosport. I never heard of Samsung before in my life. And I didn't think anything of it. Until when I entered the market to go and buy TV. I just saw it there, Samsung. Of course I bought it. I bought the TV. I bought it. Those guys spent money. This is the point I'm making. They had a goal. And their goal was to capture a market for the Korean brand. And my brother, they had problems later on.